We're part of a group of maybe 35 different affiliated groups, community groups and Irish language organisations that have been continuously lobbying the minister that have been regarding the planning and development bill that's currently gone through the Dáil. This very complex and controversial legislation has the potential to transform the planning laws in this country, and it's a once-in-a-generational legislation. It's been 25 years since we've had any legislation regarding planning in this country. So we feel that, we were here in February and spoke with the minister, and he has repeatedly promised us guidelines that would be issued to county managers with Gaeltacht areas regarding planning for housing for Irish speakers in Gaeltacht areas that we are still waiting for. So that is why we are here today, that county development plans are being drafted up and are being implemented without these guidelines that we are still waiting for from the minister.
Well, we know that Donegal County Council agreed its development plan within the past fortnight, and that's the case with many other counties across the country as well. From your point of view, the fear is that if guidelines aren't introduced, that the problems in Gaeltacht areas will continue and intensify, you believe?
Oh, yes, undoubtedly. For example, it's 20 years since I built my house on land that my great-great-great-grandfather had a house nearly 200 years ago. And that continuity of population helped maintain the Irish language in the Gidor area, as likewise in other Gaeltacht areas. That has been hampered now and threatened because young people of this generation cannot get housing in the area, cannot get planning, cannot get houses to buy because they have been outpriced by the holiday home market, and can't even get places to rent because of the short-term lets or Airbnbs and such, you know. So there needs to be guidelines, and we're closely following what's going on in Wales, and they have brought in legislation in Wales over the last number of years to curtail the spread of holiday homes and to license the short-term let market as well. So we need this legislation badly, and we will continue to pressurise the minister. The minister is hopeful to get this legislation through this current term, and as I said, it's a very, very complex, over 700 pages in this legislation and over 1,000 amendments proposed by different lobbying groups over the last 2 years. So it's been slowly, it's just finished the committee stage. It is now back at the report stage on the minister's desk, and we thought this is an opportunity for us now again to pressurise the ministers to issue these guidelines to the county managers.
And the message you have for TDs at Leinster House this afternoon is that if they do not ensure that these measures to protect the Irish language and protect the integrity of Gaeltacht areas are not taken now, then the language is in even more crisis than it is already.
Exactly, that is it, exactly. It's a once-in-generational chance, and we must legislate to protect Irish speakers in Gaeltacht areas. We must endeavour to maintain these populations and to encourage local people to stay in their areas and raise their children through Irish. So that is the future of the Gaeltacht.